Some people are questioning pastoral medicine.
This is a relatively new term. Some alternative health practitioners use it. An association can give you a license for it.
But it is not a medical degree, and it's drawing questions from watchdog groups as well as from some patients. Here's Lauren Silverman of our member station KERA.
Joan Sarciotto and her husband Mark have been searching for a treatment for decades. Mark, who's 60, has crippling neuropathy. One leg is numb, and as he shifts from his walker to the couch, he holds out his left hand.
It feels like somebody is puncturing it with needles. Like right now, it's cold, and I can't keep it warm.
In 2013, the couple heard an ad for a breakthrough therapy for neuropathy. They jumped at the chance for a free evaluation and headed to a place called HealthCore Center in Dallas.
We get in, and the MA, whoever takes the vitals, and then they go, well, we need to go take your x-rays, and there's an evaluation fee of $35. And I said, but I thought this was free. Well, the appointment is free, and the x-rays are free, but to evaluate is $35. When they start ordering tests, I know what's BS and I know what's not.
HealthCore Center advertises natural weight loss, thyroid and diabetes programs. On its website, it touts its employees as doctors of pastoral medicine. That label is what has watchdog groups worried. The Pastoral Medical Association says it promotes, quote, Bible-based health. The founder of HealthCore Center is Carl Johari. He is a chiropractor, but says he practices functional medicine under his license from the Pastoral Medical Association. His office walls are lined with certificates, and there's a Bible on his desk.
We work with a lot of people to reduce their weight, lower their weight, and so forth, and we've had great success with it.
Johari hasn't always had success with state regulators. Last year, he was fined $2,500 by the Texas Chiropractic Board for deceptive advertising. And the Texas Medical Board, which licenses, regulates, and disciplines physicians, issued a cease and desist order demanding Johari stop offering to treat conditions beyond his chiropractic training. He says he's done that. And there may be people who take advantage of the pastoral license, he says, but he's not one of them.
And I've heard of a few people that are practicing, they're not even doctors. So it's up to the consumer to do due diligence and figure out, you know, is this practitioner, is this doctor know what he's doing?
In recent years, the Texas Medical Board has sent a dozen cease and desist orders to people using the pastoral medicine certification. Some hawk dubious supplements, promise extreme weight loss, treat hypothyroidism, and discourage vaccine use. Mary Robinson is the medical board's president.
It's really only in the past couple of years we've become aware of the term pastoral medicine and that folks are purporting to treat and diagnose illness using whatever they're calling that. It's not a degree. It's not a license.
At least not a license recognized by the Texas Medical Board. We reached out to several other people in Texas who have these so-called licenses. None would talk. Many have slick websites featuring patient success stories.
5 years ago, I was diagnosed with an underactive thyroid.
We immediately felt better from it.
And I have felt wonderful every day.
Quite frankly, anyone in the United States who wants to create a website can certainly create a website.
Again, Mary Robinson with the Texas Medical Board.
But you cannot diagnose what is wrong with someone, treat them, or offer to treat them without the appropriate licensing and testing and professionalism qualifications.
Remember, though, many do claim to have a license from the Pastoral Medical Association. The Texas-based organization declined to speak with NPR. It sent a statement explaining it was founded by a group of Christians concerned with the increase in chronic illness. It seeks to protect providers who care for those seeking, quote, the Almighty's natural health care. Anyone can become a member by passing standards, which the group wouldn't share. Members also have to pay processing and annual fees. So why might someone join?
Well, some people who have no credentials at all may feel that they'll become more marketable if they get some credentials. There are lots of credentials you can buy, and this is just one of many.
Stephen Barrett is a retired psychiatrist and founder of the consumer protection site QuackWatch.org. He says the Pastoral Medical Association functions like a private club. Patients sign confidentiality agreements, pay out of pocket, and are prohibited from suing if they're unhappy. any disputes are handled by an ecclesiastical tribunal.
They're just simply claiming that any advice we give you is pastoral in nature. In other words, if I give you health advice, that's not medical advice, that's pastoral advice.
These practices do have their supporters. Tony McElhaney of Plano, Texas, found out about health court through a flyer advertising a free thyroid seminar. She'd been taking medication for hypothyroidism, but still felt exhausted. She says she paid $300 for initial testing and $4,500 for a 6-month treatment plan.
It literally came in a big shoebox and it involved a bunch of supplements.
None of her treatment was covered by health insurance. She's convinced the heavy metal detox, the diet, and herbal supplements helped her lose weight and gain energy. So does it matter to her that the woman she sees isn't actually a licensed doctor or nurse?
No, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, I feel like she knows her stuff, and I have responded better to her treatment than I would have just going to an endocrinologist alone.
Sometimes traditional medicine doesn't have all the answers, and navigating what's legit in the world of alternative medicine can be tough. The key, according to the Texas Medical Board, is to really understand the qualifications of the person you're seeing. Just because someone puts doctor in front of their name doesn't mean they're medically qualified. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Silverman in Dallas.